If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you guys have a fly infestation right now?
Yes.
I'm literally about...
Because Leah likes to leave the... No efforts. Not for the first 30. Leaves the door open so Rue can run in and out. Uh-huh. And I tell her all the time, close the door. There are 18 flies in this house.
But I will tell you, if the door was closed, you'd still have it. Because we have a problem. Zach and Jared have a problem. Our doors are closed.
With it closed, we had 14 in here earlier.
Like, we're talking about house flies, like the standard fly.
Where are they coming from? Like, how do they get in the house?
This happens every summer. Did you notice for the past few summers this has been happening? Remember David's house last year?
Do you have real live plants here?
No.
Basil.
Sometimes like flies will nest in like the roots of plants and then that's where they come out of the plants.
Right. David's house, you can't even compare it. That dude's house is like a jungle now. Because if you look at the corners of his house.
And the moss wall. Oh, I bet it's breeding.
I don't want to know what's living in there.
Get a potted plant in the corner.
It is beautiful though. Like, just.
I don't think it's beautiful.
No?
I never liked the wall. He was like, ta-da. I'm like, oh.
Like, what was there before? Oh, it was like a Spider-Man.
I think he must have, it's still up there. He must have seen it at a hotel or at a spa and was just like, I need this.
Oh, we are feeling nasty.
Yeah, that real nasty. I don't care.
But yeah, the flies got to go. I'm over it.
Get an electric fly zapper.
I pulled out my pump.
The salt pump ones.
Oh, Heath, I want to get one because that looks
so fun.
It's literally like, it looks exactly like a gun, but it shoots salt.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Making a game.
It actually makes it really fun.
And it gets them first try.
Yeah. I think you should capture all the flies. Right? And then you paint them all a different color.
Did you see the bag that I put out? The fly trap bag thing that's got like the...
Oh, is it like apple cider vinegar you put in it and then it like...
No, you put it outside. What's in it?
It's like this little like tea bag that sits in the water and it's got a vent at the top that they can go in but they can't get out.
Oh.
I'm not joking. There was probably like 150 in this bag.
Ooh.
That's it.
Make it look pretty.
The whole
bag full.
So it's the disposable fly trap, but it works. I think it got every fly in the city.
So we actually saw Jordan in there too. He was also caught in there.
Someone at a party will think that's like a Franzia bag and be like,
ew.
Do you guys have an ant problem too? Or is that just me?
No.
I have an ant problem.
So you must be leaving food out.
Are you on some playgrounds? Like, where are you?
Ants just keep coming in the house. I keep seeing them everywhere.
Oh, no, there is a big ant problem.
An exterminator comes like every 2 weeks. And usually when an exterminator comes and he does this shit, you're good for at least a few months.
Oh, you're gonna have to tent every other house.
What?
You're gonna have to tent.
Ooh.
No, wait. Do
that is the most embarrassing thing.
Make you tent?
No, it's more for like termites. But there's nothing more embarrassing than driving by. It's like the termite house. And then if anybody gets termites in the next like 6 months, they blame you.
Oh, bro, it's like having the letter A on your chest.
Termites are like terrifying when you get them in your house. Like, you have to like rebuild your entire home from like. It's just
there's no way you can kill them before that happens and just kind of fix it up.
Sometimes it gets so bad and people don't know. And then you have the inspectors come and they'll stick their knife and it just goes into the wood like butter. And then that means all of it has to be redone.
Why did it? I thought termites are taking like chunks out. So they pretty much just deteriorate the inside and you can't even really tell that they're there.
They make the wood just soggy.
It's like cancer for your house.
Yeah. No, I kind of fuck with termites. I kind of like that.
They kind of bad.
Look at that. Oh, if I were any little insect, it'd be a termite.
Ew.
Eat through wood. That means you can take anything.
Is that? be eating God,
that shit. Tastes good too. You think they talk about like the different woods?
Hey, oh, they would love our podcast. I had some maple wood earlier.
Some birch. I had some elm for dessert.
Maple wood for breakfast. Mm.
Some aspen.
Ew.
Wait, those are. I didn't know termites had wings.
Yeah, they got the wings.
Well, they like larva kind of looking thing.
Oh, love. That's you see, that's what I know. They
yeah, termites.
Let's jump into it.
Let's jump in, baby. Ooh, 3, 2, 1.
It's coffee time, baby. Let's go.
Ow! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We're your hosts. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are
infested.
Infested. That's
nice.
Good.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Oh, that's better. Zane and Heath infested. Because you guys are sick.
Oh, yes. I like that. All right, write that one down. We're going to change this.
Somehow the letters still work. We just shuffle them around.
Yeah. You guys just got back from wedding shopping. How'd that go?
It was really good.
All we need is an S.
Mariah.
Wait, wedding. Listen.
The letters are in
wedding
there.
She's rearranging in her head.
Wait, wedding shopping, like wedding outfit.
Yeah,
wedding shopping, wedding outfits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not
specific enough.
Joe and Caitlin's wedding is this weekend. Woo! We're very excited.
What got me excited was the venue. The venue is sick.
They said it's going to be like very Italian themed, so I am on cloud nine.
Oh my. You try to look better than the bride because it's an Italian wedding. Well, I deserve it.
I was trying to find something, obviously Italian. I wanted like a lemon lime type vibe.
Ooh, okay.
Like you know? Color for your suit?
Yeah.
It's black tie.
They told us we could wear whatever color we want.
But black tie isn't always black. They would say, black tie, please wear all black. Black tie means like formal.
Oh.
I just learned this
I thought
too.
About giving me a heart
black
attack.
Black suits.
Black tie is formal attire. So not cocktail, not casual. It's like really nice.
So like your friend Vince's wedding,
all black.
That was black tie. Please wear all black.
Oh.
So they have to announce
that. I guess we need to update our wedding website because ours is black tie, but I assume black ties, you wear black to the wedding.
Oh, you should definitely tell everybody. Yeah.
I've never heard that ever. Oh, okay. All right. I have to wear black. I thought I was going to wear
I just I just
I'm
learned
the only
this
one that
week.
Shows up in a lime green suit. Like, what the
No, we'd all be showing
it
up.
It also
in.
Helped that she posted, she actually made a TikTok saying like what I would wear as a guest to my wedding. And like it was all pinks and oranges and yellows and greens. Like she wanted like bright colors.
Oh. Wait, that is a good idea to give people a range of colors.
So good.
That's really good.
So there's not a specific color, but black tie is very formal.
I went to this like suit shop today and I swear I'm just like not good with fashion at all. I constantly have to send pictures to all my friends just to get their input on everything.
He was sending me pics. He was like, what do you think about this?
I was specifically really sending to him, Mariah and Danielle. I sent it to the three of them just to get their input. And I'm like, they put me in this like really nice, like teal blue. It felt Italian to me, like that color. So,
and it was a three-piece suit.
Three-piece suit. I was like, okay, this is good. And they didn't have like much tie options, right? But like I felt like it had to be loud because everything else was like formal. And they pull out this like black tie with yellow polka dots and they put it on. I'm like, no. But everybody was like, oh my God, it's perfect.
A black tie with yellow polka dots?
And everyone's like, and I'm like, guys are like messing with me, right?
It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Look, and then Leah's like, no, Zane, like, you don't understand. This looks really good. I was like, you guys are like fucking with me. I sent it to Heath. I sent it to Brian.
That tie.
Everybody.
I liked the first one too.
Everybody was like, yep, that tie is really good. I'm like, there's no way.
Ties are so weird because those people that build the suits that help you out, they will match a ridiculous tie on a weird color that doesn't match. And I'm like, why would your brain go to this?
Yeah.
I would always pick something in line with the suit color, but
I feel like there's a difference between stylist and someone that can put a tie and a shirt and a suit together. It is like a because the shapes you have to work with most of the time to me it doesn't make sense, but they're like, oh no, this makes sense.
And they're always changing the rules on what works. You never go pattern on pattern, but now pattern on pattern's cool.
Yeah,
I just like would trust my own self. I think you should go hunt for your own look on the internet. Go find a look that you do like, and then just get close to that. right?
No, because that's just disappointing. I'll find like Ryan Gosling pictures.
Right.
And then I'll be like, I want to look like this. And then I'll try it on. Just look like ass.
It's like mannequins, man. Mannequins, you make anything look
good. Yeah, it's like, that's like showing up for a haircut with a picture like of a model.
Wait, you're wearing like a formal tie to the wedding. A bow tie.
A bow tie. Damn, I go like, back and forth. It all depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I got a tie, but with a shirt that has like a hard, stiff collar so I can take the tie off and then open it up, let the chest meat breathe.
Wait, what do you mean? Is it like a clip-on tie?
No, it's a real tie, but the shirt that I got has like a really firm collar. So it's like,
yeah,
it's one that you would wear without a tie.
Oh, okay.
So you can like open it up and like, you know.
It's like status. It's like
80s Italian on.
Good, good. I've also noticed for the past like four times, every time I go to a suit shop, I always end up ordering the one off the mannequin every single time. And I feel so bad, but
no,
like,
that's what they're there
I
for.
Think that's what they, that's, yes. They want you
There's
to order
people
off
that
the-
go in and their job is to style the mannequin.
It's crazy.
It works.
It works. Yeah.
I love how you called it ordered it. Like it was a dollar menu.
Well, yeah, I like ordered it there.
Yeah. Can
like,
I get the number one but, with the number two pant?
It's funny you said that. Cause like what I wanted today was a picture of a guy in a suit on the wall. And I was like, I want that. I want
to look.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't envision it in your head.
Yeah.
So you have to see it on something.
But that just shows how important those guys are. And especially who you get to model. Because the guy that was wearing the suit that I liked,
yeah,
fully tatted up. And I was like, I can't tell if the suit's cool or he just looks really cool.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, which one is it? Because I'm not going to look like that.
And that's why models get paid them big bucks, man.
Gosh.
So a beard actually can enhance an outfit so
yes.
much.
Yes.
I've noticed that guys who have beards or the mustache, like, you know, those dudes who just like,
yeah,
like guys who pose like their fits on like TikTok yeah, and yeah. Instagram. It's always, they all have mustaches. And none of them don't just, have facial
you get
hair.
You get away with everything. It's yeah. like, oh, he's a cool guy. He has a beard, a mustache. Oh, he can dress like a clown and he still makes it look good.
Yeah.
I hate
it has a good balance. It's a balance. Yeah.
Especially like, if we were to put on stuff, it would look like we were playing dress up. If you have like tattoos and a beard, you can rock it. And somebody would see that picture and be like, oh, he always dresses like that.
Yeah.
But they don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if I came out where, like, you know, with like a briefcase, like, people would be like, okay.
No. Who's this guy think he is?
Yeah, we got our stuff picked out. She got a dress and ready to rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited. It is wedding season and I am tired. Because I am this journey, I can't like I'm not supposed to be drinking, right? We did the bachelor party in Nashville. I had to drink. You have a civil duty to drink at people's shit. It's like you can't.
Yeah.
And I told myself that I was, you know, I don't need to drink at Matt's party. I can have fun without it. But like I knew in my head that everybody was going to like I was gonna look miserable because I'm sober the whole time. And then Matt's gonna be pissed at me because I look miserable. And
also, you're the drinking guy.
Exactly. And he put me in when he made the party list, like his brother made like a whole itinerary and then did this picture where he like named each person like the
and their attributes.
Mike Sheffer, like, the manager, the poet, the marketer, mine was the hooligan. Oh, and the hooligan is not gonna drink this weekend. So not only like am I disrespecting him, I'm kind of like
you're letting everybody down,
down because they're like, oh wow, the hooligan is not that fun.
Did you push it to excess though? I feel like you still had a good time, but like you didn't like go full tilt.
There was one night I didn't remember, so I could say I blacked out one night. And I feel like it's easier now because like my body is so like pure lately, so my body's just not used
just
to
one
it. It's
beer
in shock, yeah. But I behaved that first night.
You did.
We should tell him. Let's run our trip.
Okay, the first night. Okay, so we got into Nashville. We checked into our house. Wasn't as like spooky or in a bad neighborhood as we thought the last
episode. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot about that whole thing after.
Yeah, I know we all did.
It wasn't that bad of a neighborhood either.
No, it wasn't. It was just a sad story.
Yeah, the fact that someone like was like shot in there.
Shot on the stoop and
pretty wild.
So yeah, we all got in, we all checked in. We went out to dinner, but then everyone started trickling in, and then by the time we went out on Broadway, and then you and Todd.
Yeah, they went to the, so it was crazy about like, so we were on the strip where all the bars are. What's crazy about the strip is that every other bar is owned by some country singer, right?
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert's bar. We got Luke Bryan's bar.
Kid Rock bar.
Morgan Wallen's bar. We got all these country singers bars.
Cool.
And
cool.
I think that's the best way to sell it because, oh, I want to go to Luke Bryan's bar. Let's all go there tonight. And apparently, these country singers are always going to their bars, which is
that's
like,
cool.
Which I didn't think happens a lot, but like I,
we didn't see Miranda Lambert at Miranda Lambert's. No, we didn't see her, we'd be like selfie.
But these bars were done very well.
Yeah,
really cool looking bars.
So many levels, so many levels too. Yeah. They just keep going and going. And
they were right about every bar is on the third floor and every bar has a live band. I thought it was like kind of an over exaggeration. It was just everywhere. It was very, very lively.
Good, good.
Everybody was
it what
was
we
out.
Expected or
the
just the whole Nashville trip in general?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It, yeah.
How late are the bars open till over there? Are they later than
I think
here?
Till like three?
Three?
Three.
Yeah. All right. That's late.
I can't even
that's
remember.
Late.
I didn't even like keep track of the time. I just like followed the vibe. Yeah. There was never a moment where I'm like, oh, we have to go home now.
Yeah.
Dude, because if we were just drinking all day. Yeah. Anyways, we all get there.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Matt was blacked out. The second I saw him, because in my head, I was like, I'm going to stay pure tonight. We saw the whole weekend. I see all of them and they're all. So I was like, oh no, I gotta get out of here.
Walking because into that must have been the worst.
Oh no, it was nice, but like I knew they were
worse for your goal.
Oh yeah, my goal, no, yeah, I was gonna be out the door.
Did anybody lose anything?
Surprisingly, no.
Did you lose anyone?
Oh, wait, I did. My wallet for like an hour, remember? Was scary. Okay, so I was at the hotel and I was being responsible and at the gym, and I was like running on the treadmill and I had all my stuff on there. And then I was like, I'm done. I grabbed my stuff. I go straight to my hotel room. And then I'm like, oh, where's my wallet? Oh, I must have left at the gym. Go down to the gym. It's just gone. Disappeared. I'm going back and forth. And now I have like 20 minutes until we have to leave.
This is Friday, right? Before
Friday morning, yeah.
And I remember being like, where is Zane?
We have to be on the Honky Tonk Express by like 12:30 p.m. And we cannot be late because this thing goes all the way across like the city.
Right.
It's a whole day once you get on. Once you miss it, you're fucked. And I can't find my wallet. And you need an ID everywhere because there's bars everywhere. And I can't find it. I'm going back and forth. I'm going to the front desk. I'm like, guys, have you seen a wallet? They're like, no, we're so sorry. I go back to the gym. I'm asking everybody at the gym. No, we haven't seen it. And you know, there's times where like you lose something. You're like, yeah, no, I lost it. I really fucked. But there's times where things just vanish. And this was one of those times where like, this thing just vanished on me. It just, and I thought it was God telling me to not go out. Keep going on this journey. Right. It's just a challenge. This is just something you're going to have to push through. And for about 30, 45 minutes, I call Todd. I'm like, Todd, I'm about to head to the airport.
You couldn't even fly back without your ID.
No. I was going to go to the airport to notify them that my ID is gone and to give me this. Give me some sort of receipt that I have my ID. And I was going to go right back home. Because I was like, what a horrible start to this.
It was only gone for an hour and this was where your brain was?
This is where my brain was because I was like, you know me.
Drop a little mama.
I remember the bus pulled up and I checked like Zane on Find My Friends still at the hotel.
Well, you guys know me when something really bad starts off in something, usually it's either I'm going to have a miserable time or I just have to get out of there.
One
of those moments where I'm like, it's better for everybody if I just get on that plane and go home and just kind of just let it fizzle out in my head and then I'll be good.
You don't want to bring that back to the whole group.
No. Exactly. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. So I go back in the gym and I swear I'm fucking flipping these treadmill. I'm like, where is it? I know it's in here. And then I look down and there's this hole that all the wires come out from, right?
Okay.
Oh my God.
So oh all the my.
I look in and it's just buried in there.
No way.
Buried it. Like almost like someone took
like a rat.
There's
maybe.
No way. Like a freaking rat.
Like a rat.
There's no way this wallet fell off the treadmill and fell into this hole. Yeah. You have to.
Somebody stomped it down in it.
I could see somebody having a bad fucking day and just, bro, it was lodged in there. Lodged.
But you found it.
Anyway, yeah, but I got it.
That's actually beautiful for your journey. Because you know why? That should have been like a nice analogy or something. I'm probably using that word wrong. But you used to lose your wallet at the bars, at the clubs. Now right. you're losing it at the gym. You're going up. Now you're just going to lose it like in your bedroom.
You know, Mariah, you're right.
Your bathroom.
In a bathroom.
All right.
I don't know. I like that. It's kind of beautiful. I love that for you.
Very poetic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
At the gym.
Yeah.
At the gym.
You remember when I said I was going home the night before?
Yes.
Went to the gym.
Did you really?
How many times did Zane threaten to go home the whole week?
The thing is, I didn't even like notice though, like anytime you were gone or when you were there. We were partying the whole time. It didn't stop.
Tell them about the Honky Express.
Okay, so we got to the Honky Tonk Express. They shuttle you out in the Sprinter van. You get to this like, I'm gonna say an airport, but like all of these other like bachelorette parties are all getting onto these massive, almost like, what do you call it? It's what you would take on a barn trip or a hayride style like float situation. You pump music, we all had funny hats on, and we just like drove around. The thing is, when you're at Nashville, there's tons of these. They're everywhere. Everybody who saw us was like, is hilarious.
It looked like we were like Oprah driving through the city. Everybody loved like these buses driving through.
Everybody else was doing it,
but I couldn't believe just how many people like, are like, this like, is
if
awesome.
I was walking through, I'd be like,
cool. I guess
that was like us recording everybody that went by in Scottsdale.
Yeah, in Arizona, they had the bicycle bars. They were everywhere, but we were recording. But also think about it. This street is mostly tourists.
Right.
That's true.
So they probably haven't seen it. That's very,
and you know what, Mariah?
Cool.
Not only did they have like honky tonk buses, they had like army trucks. They had the bike bars. They had different styles
of caravans and buses throughout the whole city. It was so cool. And then he would like go past like a bachelorette party. Everyone's like, hey, when's your wedding? Oh, ours is this date.
Did anyone have the same date as you?
Yes. Yeah. A handful of people had the same date as me.
I didn't expect it to be that bachelorette like party filled. Like everywhere. It really was just everywhere you look,
there's a bachelorette party. I didn't see many bachelor parties. I felt like we were like the only bachelor party.
I felt like we were the only
out.
Bachelor party there too. There was like no guys unless they were dressed up normal and not like, you know, usually girls are all like matching.
Crying out for attention.
Usually. Yeah.
Oh, and then like people, and then remember we were seeing that one bachelorette party and we all had funny hats on. Funny phrases.
They were good.
Unique to every guy.
They were. I thought they were custom made. I was like, oh no, you found these on the internet. I'm like, that is really
insane. Do you remember that one bachelorette girl was like, what's yours say? That's not funny. What's yours? That's kind of funny. And I go, let's read your shirt. And it just says, getting drunk. And I'm like, hilarious. Hilarious shirt.
People, like they just love touching you. They're very disrespectful. Just the drunk people out there. Just very.
Like, just like handsy.
Don't touch me. Like, yeah, I didn't ask you to touch me. And yeah, that was that one. What?
You were assaulted?
No, I wasn't assaulted.
No.
But, they're just like the little honky tonk little gathering area. There's just like quite a few nasty people that just like they had no like
boundaries.
Yeah.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
But it was fun.
And then we got back to the house. I think, yeah, that's what we did. Because then we were getting ready to go out to dinner. And then there was like a knock at the door. And I was like, oh,
it's your neighbor. Wake up, hold up. We're having a hold down.
I was like, oh, no. And they're like, Matt, there's someone here to see you.
It's the stripper.
And then I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because I'm with like my soon-to-be brother-in-laws. And I'm like, no, this is not what I wanted. It's a guy in a suit. And I'm like, what is this? And he's like, hey, I forgot his name. It's like Amory. He's like,
the light needed to be changed.
A magician?
Magician. Oh, no. And I'm like,
it's that we got to keep it clean.
Okay, yeah, I love magic. And at first, I'm expecting, like, I don't know, some like cheap magic.
Like, some like honky tonk magic.
You know, the coloring book, and it's like they turn it the other way and it's all colored, or yes, just like a little rabbit out of the hat.
That probably would have been.
That's really good. I still don't know.
For a bunch of drunk guys, that's pretty good.
This guy, first thing he does is he like introduces himself. I think he did like kind of one card trick. Oh, he got my buddy to sign a card, okay? And then he folds it up and he makes it already disappear out of his hands. We're like, whoa, that's cool. And then he goes, see this wallet that's on the table here? Let's just open up this wallet. He goes, he opens up the wallet, pulls out another wallet. And then inside that wallet is another wallet. This has been sitting on the table the entire time.
Whose wallet was it?
It was his wallet. And then gets onto his tiny wallet, opens it up. Lost. He opens it up and it's like the signed card that my friend did. We're like already, wow. Whoa, holy shit. Then he goes, who here's already married? And one of my buddies is like, I do. And he goes, can I see your ring? Mm-hmm. And he like takes the ring, makes it like disappear. Like his hands are all up here. And like, then pulls out his keychain. And there's the ring on it, already like fused to another thing. And then we're like, whoa. And then he does another one. He has a whole bunch of cards that are billiard balls. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, the ace of clubs, but it's on like another billiard ball. He's like, pick any of these. I pick one. He goes, are you sure? And I'm like, nah.
I hate when they do that.
No, you know what? And it was the first time I was like, no, I'm going to go with another one. And it's like a yellow six ball or whatever. And he goes, okay, cool. Does something. And then opens up his wallet, his thin wallet, sitting down,
a ball?
And the full solid ball is
no.
in it, man.
Oh my no. God.
And pulls it out, plunk right on the table, hard, shut full up. On billiard ball.
Wow.
Right now, as guys, we were like, holy shit. This guy was like,
wild.
We thought he was like the next Messiah. We thought he was like Jesus coming back.
And then you know what happened after? Took off all his clothes. He was the stripper also. Yeah.
That would be
I was
funny.
Like waiting to like, is this going to turn into a strip show? And he just did one trick after another, and it was mind-blowing. And I loved how much, like, that's everyone cool. else there, like, did like were so
we were
it.
Close to just staying there for the rest of the night because we were like, more, this is, like, insane. Nobody wants to go out.
And
it is funny how when somebody's doing magic in front of you, it's never enough. You're like, show me another one. and then they do it, and
you know what's even crazier? There was one trick that Crawford, one of Matt's friends there, he filmed the entire trick. There was one trick. He really filmed the entire thing. And you see the hands. You see the everything. And you're slowing down the video. And you just cannot understand how something like just
yeah.
I don't happens. Understand. Like, I understand sleight of hand. Yeah. People can do stuff. But I don't get when you see the magician's full hands and they just make the object disappear. Like, where did it go? That I don't understand. That one gets me every
it's
time.
It's magic, Matt.
And he's not like, is he wearing long sleeve? I don't remember him.
He was wearing a suit. So, what? There is a trick
tricks
behind.
Up the
but it's still extremely hard to be that subtle.
Yeah.
That's why guy he couldn't be a stripper because he couldn't hide it under his clothing.
And then the last one up his sleeve. Bomb.
And then.
No. Tommy gun. Second shooting in the house.
Everybody get on the ground.
And then
can everybody guess a number?
That's the number on the bomb.
Yeah, right.
How long you have? Zane, don't be wrong. Don't be wrong.
You sure you want to go with that number?
And then we went out again that night, which was great. And then
what was that one thing that you brought up that was like, there's no way you brought up.
I think it was like a whole other different story related. It wasn't.
It wasn't like
it was a story. It didn't happen during the weekend. I brought it up. You brought it up later. And you were like, really? I know. I can't remember what
okay.
it was.
So, okay, I thought it was something Nashville related, but
I don't know. We went out again, and then the next day we went on a pontoon saloon.
Why does it got to rhyme?
And
this pontoon saloon. So we thought it was just going to be ours, right? Like our own little pontoon. Usually they're not that big.
Well, they're small.
I knew that
they're small.
I knew that we were getting paired up, though, with another bachelorette party, okay? I thought it was going to be us and another bachelorette party. We get down to the dock.
We were worried because we were like, what if these people, like, are just just not fun.
I'm on my fourth Marius. We are just here to have a ball.
We're worried. And we're usually good at random people. But there's always that time where it's just one group and you're just like, oh God, get me off.
And that's why we were right down by the dock. We were trying to get a sense of are we all about to get split up? We met some Canadian bachelorette party that were young, our age. We were you guys should stick with us. And then the guy's oh no, all of y'all are going on the same boat. And it's four different bachelorette parties and us. And these bachelorette parties were from all over the country, all different kind of age groups. And so we all got on there. We went
down.
How
many people on this boat? That's a lot.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
I think there was maybe 50.
Holy.
It was huge. It was that big.
Standing room only?
Yeah, that's how big it was.
Oh, you could sit in the front.
Oh, that is really big.
And we made ourselves known at that point. I think some of them were these boys are getting out of hand.
Remember, we were the first ones on and we took the table in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, the ladies were not happy about that.
Oh, I'll never forget that when the guy was announcing, explaining the rules of the boat. Guys, this is where we think, oh, and there's this middle table here. We're going to play some flip cup. It seems like these guys already made themselves comfortable. And one of the bachelorette girls was like, I know. Can you believe that? She said that and I was right next to her.
But it's if they got on first, they would have taken the middle table too. It's the best table in the house.
First come, first serve.
And that's exactly what we did. Our southern hospitality.
But we did flip cup musical chairs where you battle it down.
Oh, and it was real white on that fucking pontoon. It was real, real white. We did the chonga line. What's it called? The fucking conga line.
Yeah, we've done that in worse spots. We did it on a jet.
We have done. Yeah. But no, look, we did that making fun of it, right?
Yeah, sarcastically.
We just did one lap and then it was over.
Hope one person films it and you're all right, that's good.
And then there was a dance battle.
Was there a bartender on the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you had to bring coolers. Your own drinks.
There were eight coolers in eight
it's
different areas.
It's kind of better to bring your own than pay for, I'm sure.
Filled with beer. It was the best.
You could walk, walk around with alcohol everywhere too, right?
No.
Now there's somebody, and I remember people are replying to my shit saying that, oh, do not jump in that lake. It's not some lakes are just you do not jump in. That was one of them. It was very green. It was a very dirty lake. When you looked at it, you're like, oh, you know, not. That's a lake that dogs would die in that.
But it was a blast. It was such a good time. And it's funny when you have a bachelor party group, it's a whole different collection of guys
meeting
from
for the
your
first
life.
Time.
And I love seeing how everyone was.
It reminded
just
me
along.
Like that I was back. I felt like I was back in high school. You know, when you go to a house party and you're with a bunch of your friends, and you don't know any of them. It's kind of awkward. I got that sense of nostalgia from back from high school. It's just I feel like I have to I really have to be funny and try to make myself known a little bit to these guys. But no, it was really awesome. And the itinerary that your brother made, surprisingly, everything went well. Nothing was just.
Oh yeah, because it was raining so hard the morning of the pontoon saloon.
Oh, it was
and we
like
were like, this
storming.
Is not going to go good. And then just the sun came out and it looks like it didn't even
it's
rain.
Like, it's
that
like
day.
Florida. It's like very bipolar weather.
Yeah.
Right. Like it just like that. It'll change.
Couldn't recommend it enough. It was a great time. Nobody got arrested. Nobody got in a fight.
You guys are 30. I hope not.
No, no. There was a few people. I'm surprised there was no fight.
Someone in my group almost got in a fight.
Nobody almost got into. I'm just surprised at a fight.
I can see Todd fighting somebody in that.
You see, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, and I see some of my high school buddies would get into it.
Yeah, Todd loves to fight when he gets enough drinks.
Uh huh.
That boy becomes a WWME fucking fighter.
You're
WWME.
I was just picturing my experience with my sister's bachelor and your guys. I pictured cutting back and forth between the two, and you guys are going hard, and then it cuts to us and we're doing paint and sip at the house. We have Frank Sinatra playing and we're painting martini glasses.
It's so funny in the itinerary, you don't put in there that you're gonna be very drunk the whole time.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't do two of the dinners on the itinerary because let's just keep going. Because you can't sit down at a dinner when you're
hammered. Already we went to that Italian restaurant. We were
Zane
making
said the food
a
was amazing
ruckus.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my, Heath, the food everywhere. Incredible.
Anybody get
what
barbecue?
What was the best spot?
Yeah, I did have barbecue over at some bar. Oh, it was the Florida Georgia Line bar.
Yeah, it was called.
Oh, I would have loved
almost,
that.
Oh, no, Almost Friday. I thought
that. Oh, was, that food at Almost Fridays was amazing.
I'd go back just for the food.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. No. Friday beers, it's like there's bars for sports, Friday beers. They have their own bar there. And yeah, they hooked us up with brunch. And yeah, I was expecting like bar food. This was delicious.
It's the best when you go to a place like that and the food is amazing.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I like sent like a text to the owner of like Friday beers. I'm like, you guys are killing it out here.
How was the Italian food?
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I was very drunk.
Did you get please tell me you got a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
You know what?
Oh, Heath.
Bro, that no
was, dude, it was on the itinerary, but we just didn't get around to doing it.
Damn. No, that was silly that we didn't do that. You have to, I mean, I can't like eat fried chicken, but like I should have tried a fried chicken out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we should
fried
have.
Chicken sandwich.
Was there anything like historical? Did you do research when you were around so, there?
Mariah.
Well, I know Matt would look it up. I'm just curious.
Mariah, I was so drunk when I was on that river. I'm like, this is the Mississippi, right? And they were like, no.
I would have been like historical fun facts near me. Something.
Mariah, I was hammered. Right,
honestly, it would have been really nice to, like, if you were there sober, just a tour guide.
Oh my gosh.
We would have been able to hit everything.
Me and Google would
You know
be.
What I learned though? Those pedal bikes though, yeah, the pedaling doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
I know.
Yeah, we found that out.
We said that, yeah.
I was gonna say something. The podcast, the Barstool Sports company. They have their own like bar, and it's like one of the biggest bars in Nashville.
Oh my gosh, I've been living under a
giant
rock.
Giant damn. Night. Like, what is it? Would you consider that a nightclub or a bar?
It's like a nightclub. It's like, almost like Bottled Blonde.
Yeah, it felt like Bottled Blonde,
where it's like a sports bar during like the day, and then at night it just turns into a club, but not like a douchey club. You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And the DJ, oh my God, played some of the best mashups I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Usually I don't like mashups. There were a few where I was like, that was pretty good.
I'm surprised that you remembered that.
Yeah, I just remember being like, this DJ's killing it. No. Anyways, it was a great time.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I don't think any of our guys found love.
I did.
Did you?
You did?
I think you, Zane, you did.
Yay, Zane, you did.
I did.
Was it at Barstool? I think
no, it wasn't at Barstool. It was
Nashville local?
Miranda Lambert?
Miranda Lambert. I
it
guess
was
it was.
Miranda Lambert?
Miranda Lambert. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you got to get a little crazy for the bachelor party.
You were alone.
Real log.
What else happened in the world?
Did you hear about the update with The Blind Side?
Yes. Michael.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
So do you remember the movie The Blind Side?
Yeah. One of my favorite movies.
You know, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Did you hear the actual new true story that just came
out?
No. Oh, terrible.
God damn it.
Terrible.
I actually did not hear about
this.
It's
awful.
Well, explain what you know.
Oh my God, this is fucking horrible. That's a great movie and a great story.
Well, it's not the movie's fault. It's the real life family's
fault. No, it's
fault.
Sandra Bullock's fault.
Freaking
bat.
Because the movie was under the impression that this was the story, but he's like 35 or something now, and he's finding out the truth about his parents that didn't really legally adopt him, and they took all his money. And
they made him think that he was being adopted, but the paperwork that was like filled out was like a conservatorship.
Oh my God.
So they owned everything. The movie that was made, they made the money. They claimed they split it five ways, but He didn't make anything off the movie.
What, did they like finally, like, did they find him after all these years? Like, how did he not?
I don't know how he just recently found out exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But yeah, so.
Oh, so this was happening. He didn't know this was happening?
He didn't know that he was,
That he wasn't like actually adopted.
Like they took the story, they profited off of it. Yeah, basically the Tuohys, right? Isn't that how you say their name? They left Ower, Michael, without any payment for the rights to his name, likeness, and life story, while the Tuohy family received a contract price of $225,000 and 2.5% of the film's net proceeds.
What?
Yeah.
They got a percent from the movie's...
The film made over $300 million.
I wonder if Sandra Bullock's going to like try to help.
And she's having a rough time. Didn't Sandra Bullock's husband just pass away?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure. Or like her longtime life partner, I think so.
She should marry this guy.
You know what?
Full circle.
Full circle.
Damn, but that has to be awkward.
Zane, there was a funny meme that was like, do you know that meme where there's a bunch of people sitting around a conference table and they're getting up and they're like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And they get up and run.
Yeah.
They were like Netflix trying to write the blind side or something.
The blind side.
They said blindsided.
Fuck. Oh my God.
Get out of here.
I even remember in college, like the sister, isn't her name like Collins or something like that?
Yeah.
She came and like spoke at our school. And I was like,
what?
Okay. Really? But I'm like, what? And it was like Collins Tuohy from The Blind Side. And I'm like, okay, does that mean she's just going to come out and talk about her like adopted brother Michael and his story? Like, right. I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah, why is he not here?
You know, that's just her. That's all she probably wants to talk about.
I think the whole thing, because it was like a rich family that acted like they adopted him. Yeah. I think they knew exactly what they were doing and go, this is a cash grab.
And they were just like, we got to get in on this.
Yeah.
And they're rich already.
Yeah.
Rich already. But go back already.
Up, Jordan, it says
I feel so bad.
It says,
they should just make it like, just put a donation. Like, I feel like so many people would just throw money.
Yeah. How about that?
It says the conservatorship was granted until he reached the age of 25 or until the court terminated the order, but the arrangement was never terminated. It was supposed to terminate when he was 25.
Because that's a beautiful movie. Unbelievable.
I love that movie. Yeah.
It's I always love that line where like she's having lunch with all the ladies and they're like, oh, so love what you're doing with this boy, Michael. She goes, oh, a project for the projects. Well, the money will just raise itself. And she looks at all of them and she goes, shame on you.
Shame on you.
She picks up her purse and walks out.
Yeah.
Love that scene.
I think we, you know what they need to do with this fucking movie? If they're legally binded 2.5% of that contract, you just get rid of that fucking movie everywhere.
He just needs to get his check for what he's
deserved. He just needs the money.
Well, how much money do they have?
That's the thing. I don't think they can even sue this family for this, can they?
That's what he's going after the family. It wasn't.
Oh, it's a lawsuit. Zane, I thought they just got exposed.
It wasn't the movie's fault. The movie was also blindsided because the family, the family lied. And said that they split the money with Michael, all his earnings, yada yada, but they really didn't.
Okay, I take what I just said back. That was really stupid that I just said that. What? It just hit me that like, get rid of the movie. Oof, you know, get rid of the movie.
2.5% is $7.5 million.
What? Holy. That's what the family made, and they already are multimillionaires.
Plus the $225,000 or whatever it said in addition to the 2.5%.
Dude, that's fucking sick. Man.
I'm sick.
Shame on them. Shame on them.
Shame.
We should cancel them.
Yeah.
We should have Michael on.
All right. So what do we do this? Should we hit up like a T channel or some shit?
Come on now.
What can we do?
I think everybody's talking about this right now. People are upset.
No. We're going to make this happen. We're the Tuohys.
Who did he play for?
Baltimore.
You know that mom's Baltimore? Just like, get Michael on the phone. Michael, let's talk about this. We didn't mean this, Michael.
You know we
opened up our hearts and our front doors for you, Michael.
We were trying to protect you, Michael.
Come on, Michael, pick up, please.
From people like us.
Hey, Michael, it's your mother.
Michael just puts him on speaker. He's like, has all his lawyers around. He's like, yeah, what's up? So you said... Damn.
I want Sandra Bullock to just go to them and be like,
embarrass them. Yeah.
Call them out. How dare you?
Mm.
I just want to know then what all the other moms are now saying to her, like, big scandal. What are you doing back at the home? She's, and you already know that these people are egomaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
They loved accessorizing that boy. Oh, yeah.
And they probably
were the family.
Yeah. You know that everybody in town knows where they live. Yeah.
Oh, and they love it. And everybody probably respects them.
You know,
they
the
probably,
husband and wife are anymore? Screaming at each other in the house
just
right this
pacing
second.
Up and down their big old mansion.
Good. Good.
This was your idea. I made my story off Michael's own dreams. That's what we did.
Is he doing well? Or is it
yeah,
just
I think
like
he played in the NFL for 8 years.
So okay,
he ended up doing right. well for himself.
Because I know that was what happened, but I didn't know how far you got into it.
Good. Oh man, good for him. The shit that's going on in that house. Man,
we should get an address. Just kind of like do a little pixie.
Little arson.
Yeah. little arson.
She's going into the salon for like a little touch up. Just fix me up. And she's like, girl, have you been stressed? Because this hair is just.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Zayn and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Oh, man.
Did you guys see that... The Snapchat AI? It's like what an AI bot, right? So, it's an AI bot that kind of just like chats with you, right? And that's all it does. But the other day, it just posted by itself.
Is that real?
I'm pretty sure because Snapchat has not said anything about it. Because
I saw a couple people posting.
I heard it
posting.
Got taken down.
It got taken down like 10 minutes later.
But it was something the AI posted to the story?
Yeah.
Do you think they were testing a feature out? Like maybe getting us to talk about
it? It's a weird ass picture to post.
It's like a line.
Yeah, it was
like a ceiling, right? Like the corner of a ceiling. Yeah.
I don't know.
That makes me think somebody had their phone like this and it just snapped it.
Like, oh, just like just somebody that's like on the account, like running it.
I don't know.
I mean, isn't AI so good where like it can maybe post on its own?
Yeah.
That's what it's doing right now is just posting text.
That's a problem.
That's so much fun. Not look what cool. It's posting. Now I want it to take a picture of me on my phone.
Oh,
let's
and there's
get crazy.
A camera on both sides. I got to set my phone.
I love my Snapchat AI. I talk to it a lot.
Is it white and gold?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a strange like photo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there was one thing that I think we all got in the group chat. Did you see the thing of the group chat about the submarine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you watch it?
I think.
Wait, no,
okay.
I didn't.
You know how the whole world, like the government, the president, everybody.
They're sending out like resources and spending millions of dollars to search for this submarine that's only got so many hours left of oxygen. And it's like it's all over the news and everybody's talking about it. And they're just spending millions and millions of dollars for like search and rescue missions. Mm-hmm. Right.
But both the Navy and the, I forget what was the other one.
The company that basically runs the ship.
They were in contact with them the entire time until they said, oh, we're buzzing red.
So they were sending back alarms that something was wrong and they were in contact. They couldn't, the buoyancy device that would like get them back up wasn't working. So the hull of this thing was like cracking. And the alarms were going off on the system inside the sub. So they're like,
they could hear.
They're like, send it back up.
Oh my
and
gosh.
They were trying to send it back up, but the buoyancy wasn't working. So they pushed the motors full speed to try to like steer it back up. But it was only going up like, I think it was like 45 feet every like hour or something. It was like,
oh
it was
gosh.
Not climbing back up. So the alarms are still going off red. So people are inside were like alive, freaking out, sending messages back up to the surface that like something is going terribly
and that's what
wrong.
They heard.
Well, they could transmit back and forth to the sub.
Just the alarm. They're not like messaging and talking.
Yes.
Are they talking?
Yes. They can send messages back and forth. So they were like, ascent is at this rate. blah, blah, blah.
Oh, we're just not,
we're not able
about
to
this?
Go up.
So they just released like the transcribed, whatever documentation of it.
But I think it's just wild to put, like, put and the whole world at this, like,
they would message back and forth and be like, what's the update? What's going on? And they were getting updates. And then all of a sudden it just completely stopped.
Oh my gosh.
So
my
what happened heart. Was it ended up using all the power to try to use the motors to get back up. And it shut the whole thing down because it,
like, it had no more energy.
Yeah, it had no more energy. So it free dived all the way down, no power.
Yeah.
Oh,
until it got low. And then it ended up imploding. And they picked up the implosion on the radar and knew exactly what that was this entire time from the beginning.
Ocean Gate knew about
and
it.
And the Navy.
The Navy. And why hold that information and while the whole world
is like guessing is, and wondering yeah, and
panicking about these people.
But they knew the whole time, which is crazy that they would even.
Nobody at the Navy can just report to the press that information.
Like, I mean, I'm sure like man, they can't
their
just
lips
say anything.
Are sealed. Any, there's insiders yeah. in Na- everything. Navy to let you know.
I just like that. Like doesn't make sense to me to like withhold. Yeah,
this
information.
Is or at the same time, dude, the news just this loves is, keeping it on and telling you this is what's going on, and it keeps people more tuned
maybe,
in.
But like
it's the news also extrapolating.
But I wonder like who. I'm sure there's people in the neighborhood like, we should tell somebody. And like, what, the head is just like, no?
Right.
But they're the head, like—
Where's the humanity?
It just didn't make sense to me. It's just very weird.
These are the messages back and forth.
Oh, I don't know if I want to—
This is awful.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you guys could look at it. We're not going to read it. It's like kind of
Yeah, this
sad.
Is really but sad.
You could look up what they were saying back and forth.
Oh, that must have been so scary. I just think about that kid that was on there. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really awful.
I have this— This in New York, they did an anti-rat day and they were killing all these rats.
Oh yeah, the rats are not welcome.
Wait, anti-rat day for Matt King. Is there that many rats running around right now?
Oh yeah, in New York City, it's a big problem. Well, people have been complaining.
I thought it's always been a problem.
But then they like elected a woman to be like head of the initiative.
Head of,
like,
the rats.
Head of the anti-rat.
Rat king.
Yeah, there was like a huge like campaign of people running to be like part of like the anti-rat movement to like make the initiatives bigger. And it was really like a funny election because all their speeches were like, the rats are going to hate this. Like if you're a rat, you are not welcome.
And what were their like plans to exterminate the rats?
Getting rid of the areas where they think that they've been nesting and stuff, like a lot of like the trash areas under like there's a lot of like these nooks like in the and
I thought like that was something that they always do try to take care of just to
yes no? But it's been like neglected and they're trying to just bring it more to the forefront of making people talk about it and make sure that they crack down on
anti-rat movement.
Yeah,
I want to be a part of it.
And so they started it what in Harlem? It was like their first big like anti-rat day, and they just
everybody just
looked
like
the rats.
Little rat
rats the size of Crocs.
Yeah, that's what the woman said. Oh, there are rats out here the size of Crocs.
I've seen some big nasty rats out in New York. The biggest rats I've ever seen.
And they're chunky. They're thick. They look kind of cute. Like you could pick it up and make it a pet.
Because there is a lot of food there for me. They're eating constantly. There's fucking trash.
I know,
because
the trash, there's no alleyways there. Or like the way they have to get rid of trash, it's just disgusting out there.
Imagine getting bit like that guy picking it up. Imagine it just turns and hits you on your finger real I would freak.
Yeah.
I think I would go into like a shock and panic.
What's a disease that you, like you could get from if a rat bites you?
Well, you need like a tetanus shot because you could get like rabies.
Rabies.
Right?
I haven't said that word in a long time.
Tetanus is for metal.
They can carry a lot of diseases, rats can.
Gross.
Death to all of them. It's
bad.
Gross. It's really bad.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, man.
Me at midnight coming back from the kitchen.
You at Dober?
No, that's Shredder taking it down to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's their master trying to bring them a slice of pizza.
Oh, help her out. I'd be like, where do you need to go?
Honestly, that's
you.
Cute as fuck. I would.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah. It's so crazy. A squirrel is the same thing, but for some reason, they're just so much
more desirable.
They are.
Yeah, go on.
No, they're just like cuter, and I feel like they are more friendlier. And
all it is a fluffy tail.
Yeah.
Are their appetites different though? Like a squirrel, like goes after just like nuts. Like a squirrel squirrels things away. They stow and stuff. Rats are, I think, like no, I don't.
Squirrels, squirrels go for garbage.
They go through a trash.
People have pet rats, right?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah, big time. I think rats are fun pets. I think
they're like hamsters. So rodents.
Speaking of hamsters, did you hear what they're talking about now? So hamsters,
don't.
It's awful.
Because
it's awful.
I'm a victim.
Did you ever have a hamster?
Yeah, I did. A hamster named Shorty.
And what season did it pass away?
Mine in the summertime. No, mine was summertime. Was I got back from.
Okay, then you might be okay.
Yeah, I got back from family vacation. I remember that day, and my friend was taking care of it the whole time. And I get back, and my hamster's dead.
So I'll apparently, never forget that
day. Mine died Christmas morning. Okay.
Whoa.
Died.
So people are just finding out that they hibernate. So they're thinking their frozen hamster that's not moving is dead.
What?
And they freak out and they go, oh my God, my hamster just died. But they didn't know that they like hibernate and they won't move. And they were like,
even if you're like tapping them, like they won't wake up.
There was a girl who posted a TikTok and she said, we were about to bury my brother's hamster because he died. She said she has it in her hand like this and he's not moving. He's frozen. His eyes are open. It's cold to the touch. Okay.
Yeah. My hamster was cold.
So was mine.
It wasn't like limp.
Yes. So was mine. It was stiff and cold. And she goes, we were going to bury him, but, and she goes, and he starts moving.
All you need is a little bit of hot air.
So then she Googled it and she was like, they hibernate. So all the comments were like, did I bury my hamster alive?
No,
and then I was thinking back to my hamster. He died in the winter. We kept him in the basement and it was probably cold and he was hibernating and staying warm. And
buried him alive, monster.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I think mine was in December or was it Christmas? And I got back from family vacation. It was right when I got back from vacation.
But yeah, they warmed it back up.
Right, you're a fucking murderer.
So is he.
Well, because my name
looks like Jordan.
Five of them.
My neighbor said she swore that the hamster was moving around the day before, and then I got home. But are they like still slightly breathing though? I feel like you can see a hamster.
Is there anything that can back me up?
This is a video that I found.
Lisa nearly buried her hamster.
Look up on TikTok. I killed my rat, or I thought.
It says they hibernate for 2 to 3 days, but if the temperature is low, they may remain in hibernation for up to a week.
Crazy to think about because like most hamsters that pass away, everybody says it's just sudden. There's never like a sickness leading up to it. Ours wasn't sick. Ours was running around. We woke up Christmas morning and he was
just thought it was time.
Still,
it says a hamster will hibernate for as long as it is cold and under 18 degrees Celsius, 65 degrees Fahrenheit. That can mean the entire winter and part of spring.
You killed him.
How do I know if my hamster is hibernating?
So I think
it'll appear to be dead. They will be cold to the touch and may feel stiff or limp.
Oh,
they
will
why doesn't
drink.
Anybody tell you about
there this? There will be no visible. It'll say there will be no visible heartbeat or respiration. But you need
what?
It will be very shallow breathing if you look close enough.
It's okay. Mariah,
it's okay.
Shorty. Shorty, I'm sorry.
Mariah, you're going to hate when I say this. Sometimes I feel like there's no God. Because why would God?
Okay.
Why would God?
Again,
why would
he
do this? Those poor fucking hamsters.
It's not
why
their fault. They're fine. Yeah. They would wake back up. It's our fault
there's
for throwing them away.
Throwing them away.
After a week? Keeps their dead hamster in their cage for a week?
That's a lack of knowing what animal you have.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm going to be
sick.
I'm
going to
be sick.
Check on your hamsters. I should, you know, the sweatshirt that says like, check on your friends. Check on your hamsters.
Mariah, everybody right now. Breathe.
Well, honestly, okay. I'm thinking when we buried him, it wasn't that deep. So I'm hoping he just dug himself out.
Yo, yeah.
A wild hamster.
You know, his termite friends came to help him out.
Stop.
Got him out of that coffin.
I'm sick. Please stop.
Oh my gosh.
Hamsters waking up in their coffin.
I made a whole tombstone for mine. I got like a brick and I chiseled out his name and everything. And we always had it out in the garden.
That's what a murderer would do.
Sure.
Bury his hamster alive and then give him a tombstone.
I guess we didn't know. We just didn't know.
Yeah, people say hamsters don't live that long.
And when it died, I think my parents were like, oh, it's dead. Like,
yeah,
now we're done with this. We don't have to deal with this shit anymore.
Yes, our cage was like 3 stories high.
Yes. Oh, and it was a bitch to clean.
We find out humans don't die. They just hibernate too. And they're stop.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute.
That's bad. I want to know the percentage of hamsters.
And I did, and I felt like I didn't even want to look at it too when it died. Yeah, like it was like, oh no, it died. And they picked it up, and I was like, no, let's check if it's breathing. Like that, I was just remember being like,
my dad took care of it, and we all stood in the.
Okay, so if you think your hamster is dead, give it like a week and a half.
Or
and yeah. see if it moves.
A week and a half is a good amount of time.
Breathe on it. Get it warm.
Get a blow dryer.
I just can't believe like it's so. Are we sure it's warmth or it's anything?
It just said 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't even want to text my mom to ask like when it was. I know it was after vacation. I felt like it was hot though.
It says never bury your hamster.
Just put it off to the side.
If you are in doubt that your hamster may not be dead, please do not bury them.
Oh
your
my gosh. Hamster
will die if buried alive.
And they will suffer. They will suffer beforehand.
You know what? We didn't. I have to like get over it. Because like I'm really upset, but then I'm like, oh, well, it just happened. What?
That's wild. Hey,
that was terrible.
I was literally in second grade and I'm like distraught right now. I feel bad.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hamsters are so precious, man.
They are. They're so easy.
I remember when my parents got me the hamster, they're like, this is your hamster. It will die. Like they were like big, like it's going to die.
How long did it live?
Hours I feel
like
long.
2 years. Like 2 years, I think. Yeah. Shorty. I named him after like, remember Mac Miller had that? No, wait, fuck, what am I talking about? Who was the kid that had that TV show? Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo.
And he had that clothing line called like Shorty.
Didn't we just see him in Vegas?
Did we?
What?
I think we did.
We did.
He was a DJ.
But it's Romeo now.
My hamster was our second grade class pet. And at the end of the year, we got to, if you got a permission slip signed to take it home, she would put the permission slips in a circle and put the hamster in the middle. And whoever it went to, you got to take it.
What? So that was.
Is it illegal to have like a hedgehog out here?
I think I've heard that in LA, it's illegal to have a hedgehog.
I think so.
Can we look that up? I just don't want to be spread.
I think I was curious to have one at one point.
Except for Pennsylvania.
That's groundhog.
Oh, groundhog.
So close.
It's illegal to keep, hedgehogs are illegal to keep as pets in the state of California.
I wonder if it's like a weather thing. Like if they.
Everything's fucking illegal.
Maybe it gets too hot. I don't know.
Hedgehogs are pretty cool.
You know what's a crazy animal? A porcupine.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is some wild.
He has some defense
evolution.
Mechanisms. They get soft. They can make it soft too, right?
I'm
or is it always
from Homeward Bound where the dog gets attacked by the porcupine and ends up with the quills all in its mouth?
And was that a real dog in Homeward Bound? They were like, "Oops, like wait, we got to get this shot."
Do you think
they
do that?
I don't think it was part of the movie. I think it just happened, so they wrote it in.
Oh, that poor.
That
oh
was such God. A sad, scary scene.
Oh, stop!
Do you think porcupines stab themselves all the time?
I think they point the opposite way.
How do they have sex? Like, oh, get like, watch out! Like, wait, how does a porcupine have sex if it's gonna penetrate with a bunch of quills?
There's a lot of animals I don't understand.
Damn, they are pretty cute though.
Giraffe, I don't get it.
Oh, they do. I think I've seen a video of it before
of them.
Like the dark web.
Elephants.
My new dream is to see a baby giraffe because they're like my height.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wait, really?
I just saw a video of one for the first time and I completely forgot like they have to be that size at some point.
You know they have a Malibu wine safari thing where you can feed giraffes?
Not anymore.
I did it.
We did.
They got rid not of anymore. Since COVID, they got caught. They took him away.
It's wild how like those kind of animals, like they birth and they can just get up and start walking like a horse. Like, whoa, how did that? We didn't need to teach it anything.
I saw someone say that it's crazy that animals can just get out of the womb and start walking, except for humans.
Yeah.
We're the only species that cannot.
But how freaky would that be though? Just babies coming out like. Yeah,
that would be
people
sick.
Walking out of the hospital with their baby.
Dean couldn't walk.
Oh, your kitten.
Not even a little bit.
No, they don't walk.
Well,
and then his front leg started working, but his back were dragging.
Well, he was a special one. Remember?
Yeah. I think he was preemie.
Look how cute.
Wow, that's
that's adorable.
Imagine standing next to that thing.
Oh, hell no. What's next to him? What is that?
A bigger giraffe?
A placenta.
Oh, he was probably just born. That's his stuff.
And they're probably feeding it like a dead rabbit.
Smells amazing.
You say they're adorable. Feeding it a dead rabbit?
I don't know. Wait. I'm stupid. I don't know anything.
It looks like a dead animal, but like ripped apart.
Do you remember Joffrey, Toys R Us, like how their mascot was like
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like
a giraffe.
Wait, is it not Jeffrey? It's spelled G-E-O or whatever.
Oh, I guess anytime that's written that way, I'm like, I think it's Joffrey.
Oh, only in Game of Thrones is Joffrey. I don't think anybody.
Jeffrey.
We know nothing.
Oh my God, that's a line from Game of Thrones. Nice.
Wow. I didn't even mean to do it.
You drink and you know things.
Oh yeah, look at these hurricanes that are coming here.
What's her name? What's her name?
Hillary.
Hillary, pretty.
Wait, towards California?
There's like five brewing right now.
It's supposed
now
to rain
coast.
This weekend, right?
There's never been a hurricane hit California, has there?
I'm saying that's the Baja Peninsula right there. California is up at the top.
I know, but it's going to head up.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot of rain, I bet.
I think the last hurricane to hit California was like 1850 or something like that. Look that up.
Oh, bring it on.
That's, dude, our city, it would be fucked if we got hit by a hurricane. We are not prepared for that.
Nobody's gonna know what to do.
No one.
Could it hit over here that bad?
These houses on the hill are gonna be sliding down.
I think we're gonna get a ton of rain if it's that close. Because you know
how our city is with rain. Never prepared.
Who is just the sorting hat wizard at the weather station who's like, Hillary.
Yeah.
It's Linda.
Honestly would love that job.
But like, why are they like,
they
how do they come
the,
up with
they go through the alphabet.
No, I know that, but like, why do they come up with the names they do?
Because it has to be like bound in historic to the time. I don't know. It signifies it because they can't be like Hurricane 3. I don't know. It's just, it helps. It's good to name it.
Not tropical storm, like full blown hurricane.
Hurricane Linda in 1997.
Oh, wow.
Hurricane Matthew happened in like 2016. Ugh, no, I hit up all my friends named Matt and I said, I think you should tell your friends who are named Matt to donate. And it became this like big thing where like, I got a bunch of Matts. If it's your name, I feel like you should donate money.
But there's only 10 Zanes in the world. So we all have to donate this ridiculous
amount. Wait, wasn't there a Zane?
Hurricane Zane? I don't think so.
It sounds good.
They can't go through. There isn't a lot of Z's. Hurricane Zach and Hurricane Zane.
Yeah, but they have to spell it like me.
They also alternate boy, girl.
Oh, right. Damn. Zane, this Hurricane Zane caused $74 billion worth of damage.
What?
Zane, how dare you?
$74 billion?
Shame on you.
Oh, this was
it shows the whole United States. It just wiped.
It was 2013 in the southwestern Pacific Ocean.
How did we not hear about this?
I heard about it.
We were podcasting. How did we not?
Is there a Hurricane Heath?
2013.
Hurricane Heath. Ooh, $403 billion.
No, it's Hurricane Health.
Demariah.
Oh, you spelled my name wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, Hurricane Heath.
It's the third cost.
$406 billion, baby.
Oh, you heard.
Costliest one.
Oh, you hit the Bahamas, King.
What year was that?
Oh, that's a big ass motherfucker.
2025?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, are we in the future? Wait, what just happened?
We were not supposed to see that.
That was a glitch in the Matrix.
It's hypotheticalhurricanes.com. We are idiots.
Oh my.
$400 billion, are we okay?
We were not supposed to see that.
I think there has not been a Hurricane Heath, so.
There won't be on
September 2025.
That's actually cool. You were a hypothetical, though. Someone thought of you.
Yeah. Cool. Hurricane Mariah.
Oh, this happened 20.
No, Maria. Oh. Maria.
You'll be the next one.
I'll be the next
one. No, they already used Maria, so they're not going to do Mariah.
Yeah, they will.
I don't think so.
Damn.
Thanks a lot.
More like Hurricane Tortilla.
Has that? Do you think they do that just to be like, And then it ends up being like the worst hurricane ever. Like, it was not a good idea. What if brands started like sponsoring hurricanes?
I mean,
like they pay like, oh, is this like
stop.
Hurricane like Charmin Ultra? Like, but they have to buy it.
Hurricane BetterHelp.
Oh my God. Hurricane HelloFresh.
Hurricane Cremona. That sounds real.
Hurricane Accelerator.
Before we wrap things up, all jokes aside, obviously, I'm sure everybody has seen what happened in Maui and the disaster that they've been dealing with. It's awful. And we do want to leave a couple links in the description below, ways for everybody to help out if they want to. And
donate to people who need.
It's just really sad seeing what happened there and what they've gone through.
And it's insane because like when I first heard about it, I didn't realize like how much got burned down until I really looked at a map and like just zoomed into where it showed red.
Scary.
It's the entire city.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of people, a lot of families need help. So we're going to put links, and if you can comment links,
yeah, and if you guys know any
reliable links to help people out, that would be.
I know there's like decks where like there's like it shows like or it it'll list families like families directly that are affected by this. Leave that too, and we'll leave all the links in the description below.
It's so sad.
Yeah,
it's just so sad how like fast a fire can happen like that.
Yeah,
like it's something like you can't even like.
It happens so fast.
It just like. It looks like a bomb hit the city. It's just everywhere.
Everything is just leveled.
Complete ashes.
It's crazy how quick it happened. And then I heard people were trying to like the water was even on fire because all of the debris that landed on the water was still.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms. And we also post a video form of these podcasts every Tuesday on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We appreciate you guys watching and we love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
Ciao.
See you next week.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free, always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's excellent.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's three times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. And I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.